It's just like that.
Let's go, man.
Season
Let's
three.
Because they thought we wasn't coming back. Everybody was hitting us up like, we miss y'all. We miss y'all. We ain't going nowhere, baby. We right here.
Welcome back.
Break. You know what I'm saying?
Take a little break.
Mental break.
Mama got to have a life, too. I mean, shit. Yeah, can't just be giving it all to y'all. And these over here, these celebrities.
Oh, here we go.
They even got time.
Here we go.
They mainly got time for little old me. Damn sure ain't got time
what
for y'all.
What you doing this summer? Exactly.
Wally.
What you doing this summer?
What wasn't you doing?
What wasn't you not doing this summer?
Oh, I had a time this summer. We had a time last night.
So explain.
Shit, I almost broke my arm on Saturday because I fell out the goddamn chair. We'll insert clip later. But I've been having a great time. My son started school, so the summer was pretty
dope.
Summer was lit, you know, just made sure my baby had a good summer. Had fun with my friends. This is my first summer in my apartment. So
we had fun.
Oh my God, I had fucking fun. I threw a game. I threw every type of night you could think of. I've had it. I did a P-Valley, colors, mad different shit. We did it all. But just, you know, I had fun. And 2022, I feel like, was a growing year for me because it was very challenging. Because 2021 was such a big blessing. Like, everything was just going so well. And then, you know, God humbles you sometimes because he teaches you, you know, to be grateful for the things that you do have. Because I was so busy just like, oh, I need this, I need that. But I had to take it into accountability. Like, hey, I'm 26. I'm in my own place. My son has his own room. You know, he's healthy. He's very, very smart.
What more could you ask for?
He's doing great in school. You know what I mean? So I just had to take a look back and be grateful for the things that I do have. And I have a strong support system. I have great friends and a lot of people that love me and a lot of business opportunities. So I'm excited. So 2023, 2022 could suck my dick. Honestly, 2022 could suck my dick. I had fun, but
it
was
a good year.
No, it was no. I said it was fun, but at the same time, it was challenging because a lot of times, sometimes we too much fun is not never a good thing. You know what I mean? So I was getting too caught up in the hype, the drinking, the smoking, the you know party, and then it's like
still as a crib, so it was a great year.
It's still a great year, exactly. But as you come down, you just notice like, all right, I need to chill out.
Start
with
to realize what matters.
Yeah, I need to chill out with this. I need to do this. I need to calm down with that. So just a lot of things coming. And then, but I really did have a great year. I can't complain, honestly.
What about you, bro? What you do? How was your summer?
Work.
Summer, yeah, I worked. Yeah, I was working crazy this summer.
Y'all, I heard the best news. Guess what it is? Yes!
Yo, I heard we coming back. I heard we coming back. Season 3?
From the Drone Podcast.
Yeah, but I wouldn't change it for the world, man. I loved it. I was traveling and working and everything.
It's probably the most you traveled, like in a year,
for
right?
Work. I would literally leave one flight. I mean, one shoot and get on a flight and shoot to another one. It was crazy, but I enjoyed it, man. I was like a time of my life.
So what was your favorite shoot?
My favorite shoot this summer, I shot a movie, so I'm waiting. I'm waiting for that to come out. Yeah, I'm waiting for that. And the Amazon, I guess the Amazon, both were in
the Amazon commercial was fire.
So yeah,
fire.
So the movie was in LA and the Amazon commercial was in LA also. So I guess those were my favorite. Yeah. Uh-huh. And so that's pretty. Oh, and the DC shoot, it was like a wedding shoot. They gave me a fake wife.
I love the wedding shoot.
I had a fake fiance. I had a fake engagement, had to propose, all that. It was dope though.
Find those pictures?
The Amazon commercial. It's on YouTube, and everybody I know has seen it.
Yeah, haven't seen it, like you're living under a rock.
I was watching BET, watching the award show, and it came on. And
how does that feel?
My mother hit me. That's it's crazy. It feel like an out of body experience. So my mom
you called.
Didn't I ain't crying.
You're like,
I do just realize. I take a moment. I just be like, man, you came so far, dog. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I remember just...
From mugshots?
Mugshots to photo shoots, dog? Like, what?
That should be a slogan. From mugshots to photo shoots.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, man. It's been a really dope year for me, man. Mm-hmm. It's been really, really big. And I just can't wait to see what 2023 got to offer. I know it's going to be even bigger.
2023
so
going to be fire.
2023 going to be
big shit. Big things are going on.
Definitely.
And what about you, Pimp C? Yeah. What we got? We got Cat Williams over here mixed with Big Boy, with Outkast. I don't know.
Flexing my Pimp hand.
What you did this year?
What I did this year?
What you didn't do?
What I didn't do? Like live, I did a couple photo shoots.
Stay tuned.
Being modest.
Look at this limited edition and shit.
I did. This is they got Tommy. I did a photo shoot with Tommy this summer, And they sent me this for like a, you know, it's a nice gift.
Cut
and
another check. We promoting.
So what's good about this right here is, so, you know, we promote adaptive clothing, right?
Okay. So, what makes it adaptable?
So what this is adaptive. This is a cardigan, right?
Okay.
You see how I know a lot of people within the spinal cord, you know, community sometimes have lack of finger function. Mm-hmm. So what they did was they made this magnetic. So instead of
actually buttoning it.
So it looks like buttons, but it just clicks.
But it's just a magnet, yeah.
So you see how it's buttons right here? It gives the little, like, you know, the little, like, it's like buttons and you got to, you know, pin it together. Now, but it's magnets behind it. So that's when you get dressed, you could just boom, boom, boom. And it still looks dope. Looks clean. You know what I mean? If I'm wearing it, it looks nice. I don't really wear it.
Like I said, anything I put on, like, nice.
So, you know, this is, that was dope. I did that. Mm-hmm. And, I think one of the highlights of the summer, I went to Houston. I was feeling to go to Houston.
Ooh, flexing out of Texas to see you. This nigga was drunk, y'all. He was drunk the whole damn trip. No, he wasn't talking about my alcohol. This nigga was drunk the whole trip. Bottle service like this.
That's what you see with bottles coming.
But I had fun in Houston. I liked the my favorite thing was the food. I wish we went to more restaurants. One thing about Houston that I learned was, like, you can't just go to the restaurant and, like, expect there's not going to be a line. Like, you have to make a reservation.
Everything be crowded type shit.
Yeah, you have to wait, like, an hour. You can't just go up to those restaurants. Like, you definitely have to book, like, 2 hours.
Houston's like the new hotspot, no?
It's black chocolate. It's like a more
black chocolate
city. Like, a better chocolate city, like, I feel like, because... Women bad out there. Jesus. Them pie. They don't know what they eat everything. They eat everything.
They all thick.
Every ethnicity thick. Like, you know
even
what
the
saying?
Asians.
Nah, Houston women are fine.
They fine.
Ooh, okay. You know, shout out to Texas.
I went to this black owned restaurant. Mm-hmm. It was like upper scale restaurant. I forgot though. It was really nice and it wasn't even that expensive.
Not turkey leg.
No. Turkey leg was good food.
That's
though.
The one I want to hit. Yeah. I want to hit that so bad.
Yeah. It's good, but it was so nice. Like, and then one thing also I like about Houston, like the people are so friendly. Like, everybody say hi. Sometimes coming from New York, we spoke about it earlier, like, so aggressive and stuff like that. I was coming out the car, they said hi. It kind of scared you. Like, how you doing? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, they're very friendly. So,
you look at someone in New York, you want to say hi to them, and next you know, they
talking about someone. They're not talking about someone in New York. Like, they talk about New York. Like, they talk about New York women. They specifically,
New York women, they wake up mad. They wake up angry. You know what I mean? But I feel like, you know, not even the dudes
be worse,
you know. So I enjoyed myself. I think, you know, this year was, to me, I think it was a great year.
And what was your favorite shoot?
Favorite shoot was
probably Hill. Was it Hill for you?
Nah, I had the QVC shoot. That was good.
Mm-hmm. I like the drinking one.
Which one's that?
The one you did for Bacardi.
The one we used for Rockaway, right?
With all the colors.
That was for Rockaway.
Using
my old hood.
What was that? Oh, that was a that wasn't Bacardi.
It was a liquor drink. Brand.
It was one of them big ones, though.
Little spritzers, but it was a big one.
Malibu. I think my favorite one was MPA though. I think that was cool. So besides that though, it was pretty. I think my year went well. I think honestly, I was speaking to my friend. I feel like this year, it's gonna sound crazy. I feel like I got comfortable this year though. Like, my comfortable for other people is like a lot, right?
Because you expect a lot from yourself.
Yeah, I feel like I got very relaxed, and next year I gotta. I know when I feel like I gotta turn it up and pull my edge, and I feel like I got comfortable.
But I will say I'm proud of you because you finally gave yourself the chance to just, you know, have fun. I seen you enjoy yourself this year.
Yeah,
like, you gave yourself time and space to have fun more so than work, because you've always been work and an overachiever. So it's good that you got to just, you know, you had a party this year. You didn't even talk about that.
Oh, yeah,
you
had a party.
You didn't even talk about his Labor Day party.
Party.
You missed that whole function. I was waiting.
That was crazy.
I have my old hood. I have my friends come out. And, you know, it was fun. We enjoyed that.
And in this year, come on, it made 10 years, remember?
Oh yeah,
your party. I know them better than them. They're so annoying.
Yeah, this year maybe it was 10 years in the chair, so you know, it was a celebration. And then I had a party with my friend Don, one of my best friends, and you know,
shout, we brought out
the hood and shit. So, you know, yeah, have fun.
How like did I said, it feel for your 10th year though?
I don't know. I'm telling you, the only thing that bothered me about this year, I feel like I could do more. Next year, I'm gonna do more.
But I'm talking about because you're just saying you're just thinking about this year. But I'm talking about, how did you feel for your 10th year? Like, being 10 years in a chair, how does that feel? Because out of all of me alive, you always, you know, you're the most. I need to get out this shit. You know.
I didn't think. I always thought when I first got into it, I was gonna, like, be walking by.
By 10, I told myself that too.
I feel like it's so much, like the walking achievement, I didn't hit there, right? But there was 10 million other things that I hit, my goals in, that was way more important than honestly just taking my first step. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was so many things I could just check off, like things that I would never think about that I was going to achieve. You get what I'm saying? So
God is good.
You know, walking's important and shit like that is always going to be my priority of, as far as like, yo, I could burn this shit. I don't give a fuck. And I'll walk away from this shit. But at the end of the day, like, there's so much things that I achieved that I would never thought, like, you know what I'm saying? And then even putting the pressure on myself of like, yo, how my life would have turned out, it turned out great. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know what I mean? So I didn't envision me being in the chair and doing all this, to be honest. Yeah. Like, I don't think nobody could envision just being in the chair and having their life like that, right?
Yeah. So
that's kind of, no, you gotta pat yourself in the back. It's crazy. You know what I mean? Because this is real life. You know what I mean?
It's true, though.
You know?
It's very true. Because as far as all of us come, people come to us all the time. Like, you know, you guys are so amazing. I don't know how you guys do it. You know what I mean? And then just big us up. Even because we all get individual hits, but most of them is about all of us. Like, I get a bunch of DMs about, you know, just all of us in general, how people are inspired and stuff. But remember, just because we don't show every single obstacle doesn't mean that we don't go through them. None of us are superhuman beings. We may look like that. I mean, we are, because we get a lot of shit done by any means. You know, we able to pick up and pack up a lot of things. But depression is not something that none of us have dealt with. You know what I mean? We've all been through our trials and tribulations. So give yourself time. Again, I always say this.
Yeah.
Don't look at us for how you're supposed to be in a chair. Look at yourself and then try to make yourself into who you want to be. You know what I mean? See yourself for you, not for us.
Well, we're just examples of like, yo, like we could, you know, we're still out there trying and doing with the best of our capabilities. So it could give you like a little, oh my gosh, if they can do it, maybe I can try. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have to quit.
It's not a competition. It's not really a competition. You got to move at your own pace.
Go your own pace.
Yeah. We're just pillars of our own community.
Yeah.
That's it. And another thing, don't get too caught up in like, in things that you want or the future. Like, you got to be present. You
know what I'm saying? A lot of times
it's either you're in the past or you're thinking of something, like you're thinking too far ahead, as where it's like, okay, I got to do this. If I don't do this, then once I do this, I'll be complete. And it's like, no, you got to be grateful for the process and where you are right now in this moment. You get what I'm saying? Like, so yeah.
Now, speaking of pillars of our community, like Frenchie said, I want to discuss, I know usually we have meetings before the podcast. Lob brought up a good point. He was at a photo shoot. We're not going to mention the name, but this, because this happens all the time. It's not happening, you know, once in a while.
All of us.
The pay rate, right? Yeah. So just like any movement, the feminist movement started, you know, because like, you know, women had lesser rights than black people, right? So he was like, oh, let's make everything equality. Let's make everything equal, right? Mm-hmm. So just like us, that's a movement that, you know, we're trying to start, right? Because just because, you know, we're not an able-bodied person, but we're still using that D-set. We're not a prop. So we should get paid as much as everybody else,
pay.
Right?
I think that's what you're saying, the equal pay situation, because women weren't paid equally as compared to a man, and we're still not paid equally as compared to a man. But now
everybody had their movements. That's what I'm saying.
Let's take away from that. We are already the biggest minority because we're disabled, and on top of that, we're black. So that's an even bigger. So we're putting a minority in a minority. Yeah. You understand what I'm saying? And then he's going up to photo shoots, showing up, doing the time, putting in the work. But on top of that, he doesn't have full access to his limbs and legs. So it's getting everywhere is more difficult for us. You know what I mean? People don't put in time for that. Because now we paying for our transportation to get to these places, paying for it back. And then you guys are thinking, y'all just going to give some shitty ass pay when you're about to put me somewhere that's about to make you billions and millions of dollars. Exactly. And you're giving me this little bullshit.
Right.
You can't do that to people. Just because we don't walk don't mean we can't stand up for ourselves. Because the one thing about it, my legs don't need to work for me to stand up. You understand what I'm saying? And you gonna fight the motherfucking battle.
Oh, for sure.
This the wheelchair Will Smith. I'm telling y'all now, y'all quote me. This the wheelchair Will Smith. No, I'm dead ass. Like, I believe in my brothers, like I believe in myself. Well, you understand what I'm saying? If you know this man, if you know everything that he's been through, if you know all the talent and all the time that he puts into his shoots, and he's very, very, you know how anal he is. He'll start doing his smoothies before his shoots. He'll start getting his body ready. You know what I mean? So imagine putting all this energy in. Then you get to a place and you're expected to get paid this much, but you're not.
Yeah.
But you got to stay the whole day, put in the exact same amount of work as everybody else, but you're
changing,
not getting the...
And don't forget that change.
You got to be changing.
You got to be in shape to change.
Got to be in shape to change.
All different times. Like,
see, I was a thot, so I knew how to get dressed and undressed quick. You feel me? But they don't, you know?
but from the chair, it's tough.
Nah, it's tough.
It's tiring.
Sometimes you switch it six times, seven times, and it's on a timely manner, right?
So
especially for guys, because I feel like y'all always got to put on pants.
We got to do fast jeans.
And then your shoes.
Yeah, it comes a lot because like also you leaving the set, right? Go to the bathroom, change, then come back to set, come back to change, and you know what I'm saying? It takes a lot. So
spasms.
At the end of the day,
the spasms in between. Oh my god! Yeah. Like,
so
what?
At the end of the day, like you know, we pushing this equate for all the big companies. Don't look at somebody with a disability like you feel like you could take advantage, right? Because I'm gonna speak for myself, like you know. My work is as great as anybody that's working on, you know what I mean? That's so at the end of the day, you have to pay us accordingly.
Yeah.
Right? And like I said, this is a different time and age where, you know, it's not the 60s or 50s where disabled people can't do nothing for themselves, or yeah, I think that's the stereotype of those things are true, and it's not that's true. Right. So everything has to be equal.
That's right. For me, it was bothering like my spirit. Bro called me in the middle of the shoot, and I was like, bro, I got to say something. I wouldn't be an advocate if, how could I consider myself being an advocate for the community if I don't say anything? You know what I'm saying? Like, and it was just bothering my spirit because they asked me. And it was a household name clothing brand. We all know it, you know, but I don't want to say their name. But they asked.
And that's just not just them.
It's not just them. Yeah, other brands do it too. I'm not just singling them out, you know? But they wanted me to bring like my leg braces and all this stuff. And mind you, like that takes a lot of work too. My leg braces and standing on the walker and all this stuff to show their accessible clothes. And then I get there and I see the pay and I'm like, what? I'm not doing this for that. Like, you know, and so I didn't even bring my braces. I was like, hey, they going to get this. They paying me. They lucky I'm even showing up. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, you want to use my likeness. You want to use my disability. You want to use my wheelchair, right? Mm-hmm. Personality, all of this stuff, and it's for your brand. Y'all gonna get a bunch of, you know, notoriety from it. It's like I'm not getting anything. It's like nah. So we not nah. You're gonna pay me.
So
what I deserve. Yeah, yeah.
Like that. Anybody else would come. Any other model pay me accordingly.
That's it.
Like you see yourself during the BET Awards, and you see the commercial, how much money they're making off of that shit. You know what I mean? And then now you're just sitting there with that one little check you got signed up from a year ago, and they still getting royalties.
Exact no real stuff.
So it's like just pay me what you owe me. That's it.
It's a change, bro. That's it.
But the guys on the shoot, a couple of them, like who reached out, like the stylist, good brother, another one of the brothers who run the shoot, they follow me on social media and stuff, and they made sure I was good. They was like, you know what? I don't know who works in the finance department. They said if they can save money though, they're gonna try to do it. So you know what? I'm gonna speak to someone, and then like in the middle of the shoot, came back to me and he was like, listen. I got you your day's pay, full day's pay. They paid you for a half a day. He said, I don't know why they did that. He said, but I got you. And they made sure the pay is correct. And I was like, I felt better. They did the right thing. They made it right.
But that's because you spoke up for
yourself. Not everybody's able to do that. So, you know, I'm glad I got
that. Because that's what fucks it up for us too. Because if all of us go to photo shoots and then most of us accept the bare minimum. Mm-hmm. And then you have you who know yourself, you know your worth, you know your value, you know what you're capable of. And then you come in there and you speaking up for yourself. It looks like, oh, this is just the angry one in a chair. You know what I mean? Rather than just saying, no, pay me what you're supposed to. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I know what I'm deserving of. Because other people accept like penny and chum change don't mean that that's what I'm accept just because we're all in chairs, you know?
And most of us feel like we feel like we shouldn't ask. You know what I'm saying? Like, we feel like we're out of pocket for even asking, or like, no, you're not. Know your worth. And if you know, then you know, you know? So if you feel like it's bothering you, then definitely speak up for yourself. If you feel like you're being treated unfairly, speak up for yourself.
Let's talk about the French facts of season three.
So this season, this French facts has everything to do with what we're going to be talking about for the rest of the show, because this year, like I said, was a trying year for me. When I say that, it's mostly because of the relationships that I've had. And when I say relationships, I'm not speaking on romantic or anything like that. I'm talking about friends, family, different things. So basically, I found that, you know, when you get your first place, right? It was my safe space for just me and my son, because this is who this is for, me and my son, you know? Mm-hmm. Only person I ever lived with in my life was my space to become everybody's space. So I had someone on my couch the whole year. You know, not the whole year. I want to say since the summer started. Like, and when I say someone on my couch, not mean they're living there, but just like every day after work, it just became a routine for them. Like, oh, you home? Da, da, da. And I'm just like, yeah. Because you know, when you first get your place and you by yourself, because I got my son, but it's like you there by yourself, you get alone. You know what I mean? And then I'm from Queens, so I'm moving back in Queens. I got all my friends back. And then I allowed my safe space to become everybody's safe space, that it started to get dark for me, started to make me confuse myself. And it wasn't, I realized when I was breaking down, it wasn't none of my energies, it was everybody else's energies that was falling on me, because I didn't have any real fucking problems. It's literally everybody else's problems that just coming to me complaining. You know what I mean? Everybody that sits on the couch, and then it's a song by Big Lotto, and she goes, they used my couch when they needed the therapy, took what they needed, but never took care of me. And I really felt that, because it's like I'm constantly the one trying to be the people pleaser, trying to please everyone, trying to make everybody else happy, trying to make everybody else comfortable. So much that I'm making myself uncomfortable in my own home. And because of it, when I finally like came to like just common sense, I lost a lot of people. And I took it, at first I took it hard, but then I realized, I'm like, it's not really losing. You know what I mean? If I'm praying to God, because a lot of times we do this, and this is the word, and this is the French facts. We pray to God to remove those who aren't for us. Mm-hmm. But then we cry when the people that we love are treating us like shit. You understand mm-hmm. what I'm saying? And you're like, why? That's because you just prayed for God to show you who wasn't for you. It's not going to be the way you want. It's not just going to be easy. You know what I mean? Because when you love someone, it's hard to let go. So it took a lot for me to let go of people that were not for mm-hmm. me. And when I say they weren't for me, it doesn't mean that they're beneath me or I'm better than them. Only person that I want to be better than the person I was yesterday. But what it means is that we closed our chapter in each other's stories. You know what I mean? Like, you were supposed to be here for a season, not for forever. And that's okay. Because a lot of times people drain you. They'll drain you and they'll have you second guessing yourself just because of their negative or pessimistic energies. And French facts is this. God makes no mistakes. Whatever you pray for, believe in that. And if you pray for God to remove people and then people start just dropping like flies, take that as a fucking sign. Yeah, don't keep pulling them back, because when you fight to pull these people back in your life, you're only going to hurt yourself more.
What I've learned is, like, you can't pour from an empty cup.
Yeah.
So I just make sure I'm always good first. I got to be good. If I'm not good, then I can't, you know what I'm saying, like, help anyone else. And sometimes it gets to be, like, too really strenuous on you. It becomes, like, a burden. So, and that's, you just got to know, have that balance.
It hurt because it'd be the people closest to you.
Of course.
And then it's like, damn, because you know, as an adult, you know, you know, because you're older, not trying to, not aging.
Trying to call him 60.
No, I'm not trying to call him 70 or nothing. But you know, because you've dealt with these friendships. So me, it's like, when I got injured, I still had the same friends. You know what I mean? So I didn't deal with losing friends because of a chair. 10 years later, I still have the same friends. It's like real life came into play, like babies, apartments. I had one of my bestest friends. Yeah. I had one of my bestest friends tell me that, oh, because I said, yeah, because, you know, her birthday came or whatever, right? And I showed her for her birthday, me and her cousin, just me and her, we split it or whatever. She didn't have to worry about nothing. But I told her, I said, I have a kid. I can't go out both days. But we went out on a weekday, you understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I can't go out both days. So basically, she enjoyed the night. The weekend came, you need a vaccination card. I told her, I said, I don't have a vaccination card. I'm not going to go get one so I could go out. You know what I mean? I'm not doing that so I could go out. I got my kid anyway. I don't feel good. We just went out. It's snow on the ground. You know what I mean? Because people, I don't act like I'm in a wheelchair. So a lot of my friends don't treat me like one. But sometimes I have to notice, because my body will tell me, like, bitch, you still in the wheelchair. My ass start hurting, my back, my legs and shit. And I'm still trying to fight it to be there for people. And then if you can't understand that I'm fucked up and I can't be there for you, then you're not my friend to begin with. So this person told me, well, because I say, you know, your birthday's on the first. Rent due on the first. You know what I'm saying? This person told me, oh, I'm glad you got your crib. Niggas is still in the same spot as last year. Bitch told me that. I said, okay, and this is all because I asked her why she didn't say happy birthday to my son. And I'm sharing this on here because this person doesn't even watch this and I don't care. You know what I mean? But either way, it's just like I learned a lot from this year just from having my own shit. Just from getting more, you see who really fucks with you and who don't. Oh, yeah. Because the whole time you're in my place, you tell me, oh, it's so nice. It's this and the third. But the first thing you said to me was, oh, so is that a room for me? You understand what I'm saying? You got to start paying attention. So just with that. And this was somebody that I held in my life for years because they was there for me at a dark time in my life. But she played her role. She played her reason. She played her season. Shit. I still love her. Wish you the best, but got to let go. So that's what this episode is about.
Yeah, and that's the French facts. Can't take everyone with you. Yeah, people serve their purpose. You got to learn, know when to cut them off.
You got to let them go because that should have drained you. And that shit, y'all see? I broke down on these niggas on the phone. I was ready to cut the podcast. Everything, bro. I swear to God, because there's just so many people just always attacking me. Like, because it's like, yo, I always got to be there for people. And when I say attack, like, yo, how could you not pick up? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, how could you not do this? How could you not? I have problems with my friends because they expect too much from me. Like, they want me to be their everything. You know what I mean? But then when they good, you know what I mean? When they good, they not around.
Yeah.
They only around when they not sucking and fucking, respectfully. Yeah. Let's keep it G-real with all you hoes. I don't care. Y'all only around when y'all not sucking and fucking. I have big things to worry about. I have a lot of places that I want to go. And only friend that really supported me wholeheartedly with this podcast was Erica, the one that was up here. Mm-hmm. She literally shares the podcast even more than me sometimes. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And she literally the only one left. You understand what I'm saying? Like, and I'm okay with that because that means a lot. And I've been hanging out with my family more this year. And it's been great. I've had a great time with my cousins. My cousins are all bad bitches that don't hate.
Like I say, you realize what matters to you most.
Yeah. Right. So going into that, like you said, our topic is about breakups, right? So breakups, we want to discuss breakups for friendships, breakups with relationships.
Let's start with Jesse.
I went through a breakup?
I don't know. Did you?
Did you?
All right, listen. I'm going to let y'all know the truth, Jesse. Because, you know.
Because it's over. You can speak about it when it's over.
You don't let the people in. You got to let them in.
Let the people in today because me and Lava, we're so busy.
They're going to learn the fucking business.
Right.
They're going to learn today.
Okay, so what happened?
So they always
pouring our soul out.
First of all, what happened, Jesse?
Listen.
What happened, brother Jesse?
Y'all always ask me if I'm single. And they always ask me if I'm
so what are you now?
I'm single now. So I'm not outside. I'm single now.
But you single, y'all can stop single? Asking you about single, my single? Or you like...
Mm. I'm single now. Look, listen.
No, single, single. Are you single?
Because it's only... When you single, single.
Okay, all right.
Listen, but because they always ask me in a relationship. Everybody's always curious about if I'm in a relationship.
So how long were you in a relationship for?
Huh?
How long were you in a relationship for? How long were you with someone for?
Huh?
A while.
Yeah, but I'm single though. You know what I'm saying? I'm single, you know? But I could talk about that relationship.
She was a nice girl. I'm beating around, nigga. What happened? Why you lost your bitch?
Well, I ain't lose. No, we good. I don't speak bad about women I dated. Honestly, I'm gonna speak some real shit. I don't speak bad about women I dated because they once served the purpose
in
my life.
Dope thing. You know what I'm saying? Good.
So.
As a man, there's a lot of bitch ass niggas that won't do that. I'm not that. That's how I am. I don't really. We ain't on that. She's a phenomenal woman.
I feel like what I could say though, like I said, because I could say is that my next relationship, that person, right, they have to completely be healed, right? Because in order to, I feel like a relationship be successful, right? Both parties got to be healed, and they got to most love themselves because they could treat the other person how they want to be treated.
You got to meet people where you want to be, not where you're at.
I mean,
at least
work towards the healing.
Let me speak what I'm trying to say though. What I'm saying is pretty much is that right when two people are in a relationship, right, and they completely and they in love with themselves, loving the other person, it makes it much easier.
Because they love themselves.
It brings everything much... Because now, you could go more to the extent for that other person because you know you solid. So it gives you a little more push. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? And you could go out on faith.
And you know the energy is reciprocated, too.
Yeah. And having that... Feeling that back in your mind is great. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
It makes you more open.
And I can speak for myself, like, and I put myself as high standard. Like, a lot of guys don't walk away from certain shows. Most niggas settle with a lot of shit. Yeah. Me, I'm a top tier man. So I'm never going to settle in that department. You know what I'm saying? Because I know the other men that's out there and what qualities. Like me, you're not going to find another me. And that's point blank shit because the qualities I bring, the morals is a lot different over here.
Okay.
And I'm okay.
Look at shit, King.
No, it's a real guy.
Know yourself.
There's only one of me.
And I'm solid with that because, like I said, I know when the person I have, they know they're going to have a rider and they're going to have some.
So let me ask you some questions because now he didn't know he's going to give it to us dry. I got to get it wet first.
What?
Okay. So what do you feel is a person that's not healed?
A person that's not healed can be many things.
Like when it comes
right?
in a relationship well, term, like see, a romantic relationship
see,
term.
See, it's different for men and women are so different.
Okay, so as far as, because you're attracted to women, so what in a woman do you feel like is an unhealed woman when she's getting into a new relationship?
Categorizing all men from the past trauma that you dealt with.
So PTSD. So women that have PTSD aren't healed.
In a way, because what happens is you can have a solid man, right? But also remember, guys make mistakes, right? So any little trigger or any little thing that heats is going to trigger something, right? So it gives the man no room to fuck up.
Yeah, niggas are triggers.
So it's like, all right, he messed up. And
it's
it reminds
like
you're
working on eggshells all the
it's
time.
It's working on eggshells. Mm-hmm. So it's not a fair chance. You get what I'm saying? Meanwhile, like I said, everybody's different, but... Like I said, if you're not completely healed, that you don't give your all to that person. Like you, know what I'm saying?
You have way more triggers when you aren't healed. Like, yeah, person, or even working towards them.
I will, like, as an unhealed black woman, because at the end of the day, I know I got to put in the work. I do agree.
And you're, there are and a lot you're of not as open-minded to a lot of things.
Right. Meanwhile, the dude you mess with is solid, but he don't get a fair chance because the assumptions and things that, you know, is triggering.
That's true.
It's not fair.
Yeah, absolutely. I have no, yeah. I can't disagree with them. Yeah, absolutely.
So that's my thing with
Alejo. What are you
moving forward?
So not even that. That's not even the next question. Because like I say, because you know Jesse, he give us what he want to give us. You got to pull it out, the nigga.
Uh-huh.
So what do you? Because at the end of the day, nobody's perfect in a relationship. What do you feel like you could have did better, and what do you feel like she could have did better?
No, what? Like I said, she's a phenomenal woman.
No,
I feel
I'm
like,
saying as I'm not saying it's not taking. No, I'm getting it.
Well, I'm saying she's a phenomenal woman, but I feel like. Like I said, certain things I feel like she wasn't healed from, so our relationship couldn't progress.
It affected right? you from passing.
So it could be, she could be on to the next guy, right? But I know me, I'm solid. So I know like the reason why I worked out because of that, right? And I feel like as far as what I could have done better, I feel like accountability of certain things, right? Mm-hmm. No, my accountability took a little longer than that person needed for. And I think that goes a little longer.
So accountability on what?
Just small thing. Like I didn't, as far as like, you know what it is? That's why I know it was like, I'm okay. Like this breakup didn't really mess me up or nothing. Like I was okay with it. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. It didn't bother me because I'm at that stage in my life. I check off a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Right. And I know that what I'm bringing to the table is 100%. So even my little flaws that I have in the relationship, I'm okay with that because you're not going to find the next person that
will go this far for you and make sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not even go far.
I know she had a Fendi Chanel Valentine's Day.
Nah, it's not even about the materialistic.
It's not about it, but I'm saying all my friends was hitting me up. Like, I'm about to go sit on that wheelchair.
I'd rather, you know, I think my other tangible stuff is way more valuable than any materialistic shit I could give a woman. You know
you're a handsome guy. Mm-hmm. You're educated. Yeah. You're talented. Yeah. You have your own. You know what I mean? So just that in itself. And you're caring. You know what I mean? So just that in itself, of course, you're going to find a great woman and stuff like that. And she was a great woman, too. Of can't course, take that away from her.
Yeah, that's why I didn't say nothing bad about her at
like
all.
Like I said, it's nothing bad. And that's the best part about it, because it's not always
negative.
And most
niggas is going to say mad, crazy.
Yeah, but it's not always, but that's the good part about adulting. It's not always a negative breakup. You know what I mean?
Right. But especially like when you're that mature, like I feel like when you know that you worked and you put your all into it and you did everything that you could on your part. I feel like you was very patient, you know? And just knowing that, you know what I'm saying, that you gave it your all, it makes it easier to part ways.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? As opposed to holding, like, when you feel like you didn't do, when you know certain things you, like a lot of things that you could have did better, then that's when the regret sets in, the guilt and the regret more so sets in. Like.
Yeah.
But do you feel like it was a distance or do you feel
my ex-lady, she's living, she lived in Florida, but I think our communication was kind of great. I think, of course, when things hit the fan, it's a lot harder.
Because of distance, because you can't pull up.
I can't pull up like young man. It's a lot harder. But that's what I'm saying. That's how I feel like my communication style, and I know my maturity in this relationship was really high because I would never done that. I would never.
It would be that easy.
And I used to tell her, I'm like, yo, you got me at such a good stage. You don't understand. Like, you don't understand. The whole stage, I passed that. Like, I could have really been wild. And that's how you know that's maturity. Because when you have a chance to OD and cheat and do all type of
what
crazy stuff.
What stage you said you passed?
A whole bunch of whole stage. She got me at a rare thing. But, she, you know, if you unaware of it before, you just don't know. You'd be like, oh, this, you know what I'm saying?
She got it's you after that.
She got me, yeah. Like, okay. I'm killing. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, but I could tell you going forward, moving, like, what kind of woman I do want. But I'm not even looking. Please, like, I'm not looking for no.
So don't tell
right
them. Don't tell them, because you know all the ladies going to be on
nah,
you.
I'm not looking because at the end of the day, I'm going to waste your time if you're looking because I'm
in his whole stage again.
No, I'm not even trying to be because it's like it's things that I really want, right? And you have to like I'm not
family.
About to waste no time. Yeah,
you
I'm
want
not,
a family, so if it's not exactly what you want, then you out, and that's period.
And I'm telling you right now, you pop in my DM and you playing, I'm play too, so I'm not taking you serious. So. Put it like that. I'm being really real. Because I feel like I just wasted like 2 years of just me trying to bump a kid. I need a kid. I need a son. I need a daughter.
He needs 2 kids.
Y'all got y'all kids, man. It's right. My turn.
Yeah, I'm about to go on Christian Mingle.
Like, I ain't
Live
entertained.
Good. Live good. You got a beautiful family.
All right, y'all good. I need to bust one out, man.
Pop.
You a pop. You got it. But he lucky because he got the girl and the boy. You could be done after that. Once you get your girl,
boys.
I just need a girl and a boy and I'm done.
I want two boys.
No, I want three boys. One girl. I just need one girl.
No woman, no woman, no cry.
No woman, no cry.
But yeah, you know, so.
So, with your whole situation, this is a positive breakup.
Yeah. That's well, what, like I said, I only
it was
speak,
a lesson.
I can speak
lesson.
On my perspective.
From your
it made
perspective,
him better. It made him better for the next
from
year.
From your perspective, it's
for,
a positive.
And mind you, like I said, that's like, you know, anybody can spin a block. You know, you can spin a block, but at the end of the day, it's like, I could speak on, like I said, she was a great woman. I feel like I said, I know what I look for in a woman that's going forward, right? And like I said, you can have all those checks in the boxes, but certain things got to be healed in order to work and progress as people.
So what about you?
What about me?
What about?
What's your, I mean, you've been single. You've been single for a while
four
now.
Years,
we've been single for the same amount of time. Shouldn't it? Fucking me.
4 years.
But yeah, we single. But what's
how you single for 4 years and you got a 2-year-old?
I got a 3-year-old.
3-year-old.
Because that's how it takes a year. Think about it.
Yeah.
That's four. Yeah, I've been single. Right. Yeah, I've been single since that nigga cheated when I was pregnant. Shout out to my baby daddy. That's my friend. What about you?
Very much so.
So what was so okay, so now since we got the positive what's breakup up? Over here, what's the most toxic breakup you had? Yeah. Let's get into it, y'all. We already know the most toxic one was your baby mom.
Yeah,
but no, what's the next one after
still,
that?
That's my dog.
That's my dog, but that was the most toxic one.
Yeah, I mean, we done been through
it. Okay, so life. I feel like people need to hear that because how is it to because you have kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how hard tell them how hard it is. When you have a kid, it is to just break up. Like, you know, you could do that. You see how you could do that clean breakup?
Yeah.
Be grateful. You can't do that shit with kids.
You like going through. Sometimes you're in it just for the kids.
And you're still in it to the thing.
Yo, you be in it just for the kids, like for mad extra years, like longer than you should, you know? Thinking that, you know, of course, because we all want our family, right? And you think that's how it's supposed to be, but sometimes it's just not meant. The relationship is not meant. You just got to move on, but that's what holds you there. But once I got the okay and I realized, like, you know, my kids,
but how
they still,
did the okay
still
come? Like, how old were they when that okay came to you?
It was, man, Tasia and AJ were like, Taser was probably like 12.
Damn, 13, that took him a minute.
13, yeah. She was up there. And AJ probably might have been like 7 or 8. Or something.
Yeah, so y'all was deep in.
We were married. And
that was your like high school sweetheart
kind of thing. Yeah, kind of thing.
You know how the hood go? A ghetto love is the one that we live by.
Definitely on some Mary J and Method Man type. I mean, jail, everything. We done went through hell and back, like 2 kids.
That was
like,
your rider.
I got married on Rikers Island visiting floor.
Fuck.
Yeah, my life was crazy when I was younger. I would say, I was fighting all kinds of...
And it served
this
purpose, bro.
It did, though. No, it did. Yeah. I was fighting all kinds of charges, crazy charges and stuff. My life was really wild. So back then, I was really young. I mean, young and crazy. And I was facing like a lot of time. And we got married. I remember the OGs and it was like, yo, you got a girl. I was like, yeah, I got a baby mother, whatever. And they was like, yo, you should get married because for trailer visits.
Conjugal
I was thinking, conjugal visits, right? If you have 6 years or more and you behind the wall, you could qualify for that. So and I was facing like 10 years because like that was my crime was really, really crazy. And
changed his life.
Yeah, my life, but thank God my life has changed. Amen. I'm a changed man now. I'm not into the craziness, but so that was that. It was the time. And she ended up, I need to write that book, get that movie going.
I need to write that book. And she done put him
to sleep. She's a rider. I'm a shout out.
She's solid, though.
She's still solid.
Shout out to her. That woman, she did a bid for me and everything. She went to jail. The police were looking for me. They locked her up. I never spoke about this up here, but yeah, that woman is solid. She's a solid woman, and I can't thank God enough for
real
having someone. That's why we still tight. You know what I'm saying? Because I can't thank her enough for what she did done for me. You know.
But so for the relationship today, you see how y'all had to separate things.
Oh yeah, because we were toxic as hell together. We were just
was young.
And yeah, we were young, and it was a crazy time back then. You know, we didn't know like now. We didn't even know like back then. We didn't know of the word toxic, but we were just crazy, and you know, it was like real crazy time. Everyone was on some aggressive stuff. You know,
Up your bitches, you beating up her niggas.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Oh God,
I was gun toting, selling drugs, and you know. She was working and just, you know, taking care of the kids, but she had her ways too. And we were just both crazy and young. And but now we're older and more mature. So, and we co-parent for the better of the children and stuff. So, yeah, we good. We in a good space now. That's years right. later. Yeah.
So.
Me? I promised God that I was going to come up here and be respectful. I'll be respectful. I'm going to be respectful. So. Mm-hmm. I've had a lot of, I want to say in my life, I've had 3 serious relationships, so I don't count every single relationship, you know, because serious as far as like who I loved. I didn't realize that I never was in love until I got with the person I had a kid with. Because, you know, you think everything is love. Like, I love those other people, but I was in love when I got with my child's father. And that was probably, I don't know what, because I've had some crazy, all of my breakups were very bad. So I don't know. Let me give you one outside of my family. Because, you know, me and my son's father, that's still my family. So I don't want to come up here and put our business. But, okay, so I was with this guy. And he was living with me at my mama's house. And we were good. We were young. We were 18. We were happy. You know what I mean? You 18, he going to therapy with me. He making sure. He at Mount Sinai. He know all the therapists with me. You know what I mean? He at the gym with me. He was doing everything at hospital. I'm talking about when I, like, you know, pressure sores, when you got to stay in the hospital for a while. He was there. You know what I mean? Taking a bus to LIJ. You get what I'm saying? Like, this. Spending the night with me, sneaking in and all of that. Like, a nigga that really, really loved me. Like, he still loved me to this day. Tell me to this day. I love him too, but
he, you know, threw him back in the water.
No, it's not that. We were young. So when you get with someone when you're young, you have to realize, like, okay, you have to give each other time to grow, because we still children. You know, and like I said, we're in my mom's house. You know what I mean? So things became tighter because he was just like, yo, this girl really holding me down. You know what I mean? So he loved me more because I took him in a point where his mom didn't even. You know what I mean? So it's like niggas look at you.
Yeah, you
to a higher perspective. Yeah, he started looking at. He got my mother something. My mother's mom. He buys my mother Mother's Day gifts. So to this day, he'll still hit her up and shit. So we were really, really close. And I remember we got into some fucking argument. And he told me, he's like, hey, tell your friend I'm single. But we're kids. And my friend, he told me to tell was single was his girlfriend, that, like, his first girlfriend ever. So I wrote out, I said, yeah, you single or whatever. Then after that, I don't know. It was some nigga in my DMs. You know, when you young, you just don't care. So some nigga in my DMs, mind you, the boy live with me. I go chill with the nigga. The nigga take me out. We having fun. We living our best lives.
The whole day with your nigga.
Yeah, nigga in the crib, because he told me he was single. But I'm like, I mean, bitch, one thing about me, like, I'm not gonna put you out. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you don't have nowhere to go, you understand? I'm not that type of person. And, like,
wait,
I said,
you was in a relationship with him.
We were together.
And you went, and you're not grimy because
he told me to tell my friend. He was single.
So if he tells you to jump off the bridge, you're going to jump off the
bridge. Listen, when he told me to tell me something with him,
That's not grimy. Come on, Reggie.
He's going to watch this and
that's
love
not
this.
Grimy.
All right, this is 18.
And then go back to the same house to see him.
But wait, this is 18-year-old me. Listen, y'all don't give y'all
that
truth.
You said it wasn't grimy. That is grimy.
Because I'm about to tell y'all why it's not. Listen to me. Because a nigga told me to tell my friend, that was his girlfriend, that he was single. I'm 18 years old and you're living in my crib. I've never done nothing to you. You living in my shit. You tell me to tell my friend that because you're mad because I'm outside with my friends, like female girls, and I'm going to go outside because I'm 18. One thing about me, a nigga can never keep me in the crib, because if I want to stay in the crib, it's going to be because I want to. You know what I mean? And not because somebody's forcing me to, especially at 18 years old. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you don't need to do that, because that's how a lot of people become resentful. When you do that, then you become resentful. You're not outside. You're not having your own life. And then we live together. So I'm seeing you waking up, eating, going to sleep, all that. So you're mad because I'm outside, so you're doing this insecure shit. Cool, whatever. So now I go out with the nigga, whatever. Me and the nigga chill, we have fun or whatever. Then the nigga write me like, where you at? Da-da-da-da. I ain't coming for like 2 days. So my mother started calling me like, where you at? Da-da-da-da-da. So now I come home, he got my Popeyes. You know I love Popeyes. So he had my Popeyes there. Ain't chilling. Yo, why the nigga calls me like, yo, you got home safe? Why my ex picked up the phone like, yo, hello? And the nigga like, yo, I was just checking to see if she got home good. Because the nigga knew about the situation too. I said,
smoke.
So we stayed together. Fast forward, we stayed together. But he could never let go of that. You know what I mean? Because I did what I did. I did. But he could have left. I give people choices. You feel me? I'm honest about my shit. When I came home, he knew where I was at. I told him where I was at. I told him what I was doing.
So you cheated.
He wanted to stay. I didn't cheat. We were single. You told me to tell my friend we're single. You single, nigga. I'm single too. It ain't just I'm going to be in a relationship.
You know what he meant by that.
I don't care. A nigga can't play. And that's the thing. Everybody, I feel like in a relationship, say what you mean and mean what you say. So if I say some shit, I'm going to mean it.
Hold on. So if you say you're in a relationship, healthy friendship right now, right?
Okay, right now.
You're in a relationship.
I'm not healthy right now still. I said I still got a heel. So that ain't right. Go ahead.
All
right,
so it is irrelevant. Because it's not, because you're going to do the bad thing.
No, I'm not going to do the bad thing right now. Ask the question.
So, because it's going to show you what you did was totally wrong.
I wouldn't do it now.
All right, so say you in a relationship.
That was wrong. I see it now. That was wrong.
It's bad.
As now, that was wrong. But 18-year-old, you don't think about you at 18.
No, but you just
said, too, you can't have your child around any woman because everybody don't like kids. And it's not to say that they will molest them or anything like that, but people will mistreat your kid just because they don't like who you with or like the fact that that's not their kid. They could love you to death and still not like your child just because of, you know what I mean? So I'm very careful because my son is the number one person in my world. So just dating right now is non-existent to me. And I'm okay with that because I do understand, like Jesse and we all said, like, I do understand I still have some healing to do. I still have PTSD from relationships. I don't want to be the woman that gets with another man. And even this summer, I tried to date someone else. And then he was like, that's how you get your, like, he was so turned off because I was like, when they got something shit out, she like on some regular New York shit. Like that, and he like, that's how you get yours. And mind you, he's some big, he done been to jail and all that. So I'm thinking you in this type of time, you know, like, you know,
he probably healed to get to that point.
He healed to get to the point. He was very, very smart, but he was still a hood nigga, but he was just on a whole different level. Mm-hmm. And this was a really good dude. Like, I, cool dude, sat there, watched all the episodes with the podcast with me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, a really good dude. But just the way that I was, my aggression with him. And then, you know, we spoke about this art, the New York aggression, you know, sometimes. And let's put the New York aggression plus with PTSD, plus damage.
French, you know you crazy. I don't want to tell you crazy. You know how you crazy? Because you well aware of everything you do. That's, it's like, I'll be listening
to you. Smart. No, I can't help that I'm smart, but I'm not emotionally, I'm not like really emotionally.
That's what I'm saying, right? Because I swear, every time we have these conversations or anything in life, I'm like, yo, you well aware of everything you do, but you choose to self-sabotage.
That's definitely
you
a self- choice. Yeah,
yeah, you ain't fucking yourself. And you know you know the right thing. I'm like,
she know better.
You mad aware of everything.
She'll,
like,
she'll choose the lower.
Yeah,
the,
and mind you, some people are not even aware of what's going on. Mm-hmm. Like, she's well aware of everything.
Because it's the ignorance in me. I'm not going to sit there. Because, I, like I said, it's the ignorance in me. It's also how I grew up. I grew up with my parents. My parents were married. I wasn't, you know what I mean? I was never a bastard. You know what I'm saying? Like, my parents had young love, but they were, like, how y'all situation was. It was toxic. You understand what I'm saying? So when you grow up and you watch your parents madly in love with each other, I watched them. I was the only child for 10 years. I was a love child. You understand? Married, all that, happy, living together, doing what they got to do, joint accounts, all that. I watched them. But then I also watched them learn to hate each other and still stay with each other. You understand what I'm saying? So when I get with men, sometimes it's like I might be aggressive, more aggressive just because I've watched my mother be this way. You know what I mean? And then I expect them to take a lot more because I watched my father take a lot. You know what I mean? And then when it hits you, it's like you're confused because how? You know what I mean? But then I realized, I'm like, you know what? I should never even, I'm not justifying a man ever putting their hands on a woman. But I do know that I also have provoked some people because some people that you even, I've had a conversation with my ex's exes and they're like, no, he never told, you know what I mean? And it's just like, wow. So I really take it too far sometimes because of just the type of environment that I grew up in. And I do understand, like, okay, I do have to heal from that because I still have conversations with my parents about it.
A lot of times you associate the toxicity with love.
With love.
Because that's what you've seen.
That's what I've seen. I think it's love because I'm like, you know, they fought and they were good. You know what I mean? They did this, they cheated and they were good.
I'm the opposite. Like, my parents argue so much and shit like that. So when
you don't want to deal with it,
I don't want to deal. And I feel like this last
relationship, it disgusts you.
Yeah, like this last relationship, this is like my first relationship. I feel like I argued a little too much. And it was just too. I'm like, yo, and I'm like, that's some shit I always just stayed away from. You know what I'm saying? I never argue so much. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like, like I said, based off my parents' relationship, I'm like, yo, that's some shit I don't want to strive for.
Yeah, I don't want that.
You know what I mean? It's crazy, but without all my relationships in my life, it was never ended toxic or anything.
Do you feel like you base your relationships? I feel like a lot of us do. Feel like you base your relationship with your parents' relationships? Like, what you don't want to do and what you want to be like you use it as like a...
It's crazy because, like, my father and shit, when I was younger, it's crazy because I guess because, you know, sons always stick to their mother no matter if they're wrong or right?
Yeah.
But as you get older as a man,
vice versa.
As you get older, you start understanding your father a lot more.
Oh, for sure.
A lot more. You don't might not agree with a lot of shit, but you understand
it. You understand it.
You understand it. You
something? And it's crazy because I'm a daddy's girl. I've always been a daddy's girl. But now that I'm older, I started understanding my mother a lot more. Because when my father and them split up, I was like, I blame my mom. You know what I mean? I'm like, it's you. You're the reason. You're such a bitch. You know what I mean? But then I didn't know everything he did on the... Because I'm a kid. You know some things. You don't know everything that your father did. And then my father started admitting things as I'm getting older. I'm like, wow, I see why my mom's like this. And now that I'm a mom, I relate even more with my mother because I'm a mom now. So it's like, okay, I understand where these feelings and these emotions came from. Because like I said, I've never loved anyone how I did with my son's father. But I did see a lot of me, my mother and my father and me and him. So I'm like, before I put my child, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Even through that, because he's not a bad person. I'm not going to sit there and bash my son's father. He loves his kids. You know what I mean? He does what he have to do for his son. He just can't be the man for me. You understand? Yeah, okay, once you start accepting that, like, okay, he's a great father, but he's just not the...
He's just not the
great man for me because I can't take away who you are as a man because you might be great to a woman one day because at one point I thought you were great. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's just right now I bring out the worst in you. You bring out the worst in me. We don't need to deal with each other. And I told him that. That was our last conversation. I'm like, you know what? I don't want to spread hatred amongst you because you're somebody I want to see win because I want my son to have a male figure in his life that he sees wins. Mm-hmm. So I can't be with you and I'm putting you down constantly. You know what I mean? Because I do it. I get annoyed. Sometimes I remember the triggers, the things he put me through and I start attacking him because we'll be good. He's been good for a while now. I'm like, why? He's been doing too good. And I was like, fuck you. I hate you. You put me through this. But it's like when you forgive someone, especially women, when you choose to forgive someone, you no longer have the right to throw that in their face. Because if you did not forgive them, don't forgive them. Mm-hmm. Stay away from them.
My question though, moving forward, you knowing that, you just said that, like, I do this. Like,
yeah. That's what I'm saying.
You're well aware when you of when you're doing it.
Yeah, she knows what she's doing. That's the crazy
thing. I chose to stop.
Okay.
Because I chose.
Okay.
But that's what I'm saying. I chose to stop. I'd rather not say anything to you at all than to hurt you. And that's with anybody. Friends, family, a partner, whoever. You know what I mean? Even down to my child. Because it's like, I'm working on gentle parenting and stuff and the way I talk to them. Because it's the way you talk to your child is who they become when they're older. The same way we're sitting there speaking about our parents now. We're all about you're about 70. We're about 30. We the same age. So it's like, just at this, we still this big age speaking about the shit that we seen our parents deal with. You know what I mean? So I'm like, I can't put that through my son. I can't put that on my son. And I don't expect him to choose between me or his father because he loves both of us dearly. But like you said, boys click more today. They moms. So my son is saying, shut up. If he get mad, you know what I mean? And it gets to the point, and that's when I had to start checking myself.
Because
he started talking to his dad a certain type of way. And I'm like, you can't do that. You know what I mean? But he sees me do it. So he's
so
like,
I think it's okay.
He going to ride with his mama. But I had to stop too because I'm like, you know, you got to respect all adults, period. You know what I mean? And on top of that, especially your father. So to save it and to start the new year properly, I'm going into the new year single. Mm-hmm. I'm no longer being a toxic baby mother. Mm-hmm. I wish my baby father the happiness. And if you want to deal with him, you can go deal with him. He's free. He's single. Mm-hmm. On this end, because he got two baby mamas. But on this end, he's single. And I just want to go into 2023 with open eyes, open heart, and open mind. And I'm really not looking for love. I'm just looking on loving on myself more and loving on my son. Yeah. And whatever comes, comes, because I do believe in marriage. I do want a family. But I'm also okay with a sperm donor, if that makes sense. Like, I really am. Like, I'm okay with myself, you know? Like, I realize, like, my biggest peace is when I'm single. You understand? Like, when you get in a relationship.
I won't be by myself, though.
No, see, I have a kid, so I'm never by myself. You get what I'm saying?
He's going to be 20, 30.
No, he's going to get older. Kids are going to get older. Then you have grandkids. You know what I mean? Either way, I would love to share my life with a person. I would love to find a person that is for me. But I also know I'm a Gemini, and it's not to make excuses. We are very indecisive people. We are very confusing. We don't really know what we want half the time. I don't. Like, I know what I want as far as career-wise, but as far as, like, love-wise, like, you could be perfect and I still might get turned off because you might need a little toxic. You know what I mean? It's just things I have to heal with within myself. Hopefully, one day I find that. If I don't, I'm also okay with it. I just want to be really rich and successful. If I'm Elizabeth Taylor with seven husbands, I'm okay.
You need Jesus.
That's Jesus.
So, yeah, no. Thank you, guys. We came back. Season 3. Season 3, you know what I'm saying? Man. Make sure y'all tune in. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have a wonderful season. You know, we think about positivity going 2023. You know what I mean?
Going international next year.
You know what I'm saying?
Wait, that's the next coast, right? West Coast?
West Coast. You know
we coming
say?
West Coast. Stay tuned,
so, you know what I mean? Welcome back. We back, y'all.
And that's it.
Make sure y'all follow.
From the Throne.
Yeah, follow and subscribe, too.
At From the Throne Podcast. We're on all platforms.